Sagt die Gemara, darf ihr alle von der alle, three lines from the top. Wo Omar Rove bei Mechassi, Omar Rav Chome, bei Gui, Omar Rav. Kol ir shegagoyseho gvoyin mi beis haknesses. Any city that the rooftops are taller than the beis knesses. They hover over the height of the bote knesios. L'soif charova eventually it will be destroyed. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, L'roimem es beis halakenu. We have to be meroim, we have to uplift the beis halakenu. U'lahamid es charvoisov. And to be marbid the churbonos. So that comes to imply that if the bote knesios are higher, the marbid churbonos. Mashengen, if the bote knesios are not higher, if your homes are taller than the bote knesios, that's going to be gerim churbonos. L'soif charova. This is Dafka talking about abodes that people live in. You live in a home, your home should not be taller than a Beis Knesses. Which are meant stam towers, not living quarters, not to be inhabited. Either Lanoi or stam watch towers, less Lombo. Over there, there's no problem. There's no problem because once it's not meant for the Yurin, it's meant Lenoi, so then there's no problem. So it's really the machlokes we're showing him how to learn this Gemara. The Rosh learns that the heta of Kishkushi Vavrure is because they don't live over there. And likewise, he says, who then if let's say you have a tall building that's a roof, a Gag Meshupa? Nobody can live on a Gag Meshupa, it's a slant. So it doesn't make a difference that in height, it's taller. You know, the tallest building in the world. It's a slant. It's a pole. It's this. That's not relevant. It's not a mokum diyugin. So mele, there's no problem of being, so to speak, the mevazeh, the beis knesses. The beis knesses is the tallest diyugin. Not a diyugin, but upon him, you don't have a diyugin that's taller. That's how the Rosh learns. The Ran learns that the reason why the kishkush evruge amuta is because it's a miftzar. It's like a watchtower. It's a storage place. It's not bichlal a nice place. Not to beautify it. You're not coming to beautify something. Then it would be also, even if it's not the diurin. But it's not meant lenoi, it's a miftzah ba'alma. So the Meiri says, he says, and he's moisiv as follows. He says, if the tachlis of the building is to get more people to live there, like you have a skyscraper in Manhattan, so you're going to have a shul taller than the skyscrapers. The purpose of the skyscrapers is in order to have as many people live in one square block. That's the purpose of it. So Mela Avadat's also mutter. That's not be'etzim. The tachlis to be marbid the yugin, it's not to show, look what a beautiful building I live in. So then tach it's mutter. So it comes out, according to the Rosh, a skyscraper will be also, because the Rosh says the ik is the urine. And once it's not the urine, then it's mutter. That's how he learns up the heta of Kishkushi Vavruge. Because it's not Dorin over there. It's likewise, he says, Gagam Meshupin. So according to the Rosh, a skyscraper will be also because at the end of the day, it's the urine can't be taller. Because the Yisoyde Issa is, you can't have the urine that are taller. Mashen, according to the Meiri, the Yisoyde Issa is that you can't have a nicer base kness, a nicer abode than a base knesses. And that's not the tachlis of a skyscraper. The tachlis is to get more people to live in one small area. So Mele, according to him, it would take to be mutter, the lomdus is a different lomdus. The lomdus is, you can't have something nicer. Mashen, the skyscraper is not necessarily out of beauty, it's not to beautify something. A person builds himself a beautiful, big, tall thing, that should not be taller than the base knesses. Another heta brought down in Mishnah Berurah, in Kufnun, Simon Kufnun, is if, let's say, you have anyways taller buildings. Yeah, anyways, you have Goyshe building, I'm talking about. Can't control what they do. So it's not going to be nicker that your base knesses is taller than your mokum de urin. So then the whole din really doesn't apply. That's a mokum lahokel if you anyways have those buildings that are taller. Zog die Gemara weiter. Rashi gerade says over here, Rav Ashi, oh, that's Gemara weiter. Zog die Gemara. Om Rav Ashi. So what's Rav Ashi? Zog die Rashi. Rav Ashi Rosh Yeshiva hoyo. B'mosa Mechasya. So what did Rav Ashi say about Mosa Mechasya? Om Rav Ashi, ano avdi le Mosa Mechasya deloi charova. I caused that Mosa Mechasya would not be destroyed. Because why? Because I made sure that the Beis Knesses is the tallest. We see it was destroyed at the end. It wasn't destroyed because of the chet of having a Beis Knesses taller than the Mokum, not taller than the Mokum Diyugin. So with that oven, I made sure that did not take place. Rashi says, "He Rosh Hashiva Hoya," and Dafkuf Yutes, Rashi's Magdir, what a Rosh Hashiva is. Over there, Rashi says, Dafkuf Yutes, later on the Masechta. Zog Rashi, Avidne Yoy Mitavel Rabbonon LeTamidim Choshishiva Hoyo. When someone is Mesayim Masechta, Vama Abaya Teisli Chazina Tzum Rabbonon Shalom Masechta Avidne Yoy Mitavel Rabbonon LeShishiva Hoyo. Zog Rashi. So we see the Yisod of Rosh Shiva was that the Talmidim are Matzliach. I made Yoy Mitavel Rabbonon when they Mesayim Masechta. Zog Dimo Vaita. Ve'omar Rav Bamechasi, another member of Rav Bamechasi, Rav Chama Bagui, Rav Tachas Yishmael, v'lo Tachas Nochi. It's better to be Meshamish if you have to serve a Yishmael, an Arab, v'lo Tachas Nochi, but not Tachas Nochi. Nochi Zog Rashi Edoimim Hoyo, Sherishoim Yoisa. You'd rather be on the Yishmael than on the Edoim. Zog Mal Tachas Nochi, if you have a choice of Nochi, it's better to be Tachas Nochi, v'lo Tachas Chover. Chover is a different type of Uma from the Parsim, Zog Rashi. They're even more wicked. Zog Gemara Tachas Chover, it's better to be Tachas Chover, v'loy Tachas Talmud Chochem. Now we hear the word is a different word. Tachas Talmud Chochem, Zog Rashi, im yakni teno, yanisheno. If a person is mitzahar Talmud Chochem, the oynish is much worse. So be careful before you go Tachas Talmud Chochem. Tachas Talmud Chochem, v'loy Tachas Yosem Almona. By Yosem Almona, dimoisein mitzuyo. And the Eibishter listens to the demois of Yisoyim v'almonois. So you have to be very careful before you meshamish Tachas Yosem Almona. Zog the Gemara weiter, vom Rav Bamechasi, vom Rav Chom Bagui, vom Rav, kol choyli, any choyli, meaning, zog Rashi, choyli means a choyli oruch, an extended illness, that takes out a person's koich, his matish koich. So, these, if you have a choice of a choyli, veloi choyli me'ayim, the worst is choyli me'ayim, a stomach ailment. Zog mal kol ke'ev, any ke'ev, ke'ev ashen, zog Rashi, ke'ev maka, you have a toothache, you have an ache because of an injury. Kol cave, I'll take any cave, aloy cave lave. Cave lave is much worse. Kol mechush. Mechush of Rashi is a chshosha ba'alma. It's a small amount of time. Lefisha. A mechush, veloy mechush roish. A headache, a migraine, that's the worst. Kol ra, veloy isha ra. Any ra, but not an isha ra. Isha ra, that like the Gemara says, is kenegdoi. Zocha loy zocha, isha ro. Zog demav omer rav v'machais omer rav chama baguya. Omer rav im yu kol ayomim dioy. If all oceans would be ink, v'agomim kulmesim, and all agamim will be kulmesim, quills. V'shamayim yiriyos, and all the heavens, the shamayim will be yiriyos, like a cloth to write on. V'chol b'nei odom lavlerin, and all people would be scribes, to be able to write with the ink and the quill and the cloth. Ein maspikim lichtev chalola shel shus. We won't even be able to write the oimek, the depth of what entails to be a melech, so to speak, a prince, a tsar, a president. It entails so much depth. Zog Rashi, oimek libam shutzach liyos loy lev lekama medinos lemasa kotzuv lekama milchomos lekama mishpatim vekol b'yom echad. In one day, he has to be in charge of different laws that are relevant to taxations and to wars and to laws and to all types of different venues, all that's dependent totally in the malchus. So Mele, it won't even be enough to write that. Zogmo my koro, where do we see such a hint of this in the pasuk? Omrav mishashia shomayim l'roim ve'eretz l'oimek v'lei melochim ein cheker. Zogt mal vom Rover beim Khais um Rav kommt bei Guyum Rav. Yo fe tainis de khaloim ke esle ne eures. If someone has a tainis, a khaloim, khaloim ra, then you misana. Yo fe tainis de khaloim, it's the best remedy for a khaloim ra is a tainis. Ke esle ne eures, just like eish, fire and flax go together. It feeds the fire. Esle ne eures. So that's what a tainis does to a khaloim. Omer Rav Chizu boy be yoim. That's only when you fast on the day of the khaloim. Even on Shabbos, I was with Oynik Shabbos. Zok the Ritva and Tainis that Oynik Shabbos is not called the Bittel of Oynik Shabbos. If someone has a Chaloim Ra and he doesn't fast to remedy this Tainis, that's Gufa Bittel of the Oynik Shabbos. I am more misadding on Shabbos if I know that I fasted because I took away the Chaloim Ra than if I would have eaten and have physical Oynik Shabbos. My Oynik Shabbos is that I'm able to combat the chaloim ra by through a tainis. That's good for my oinik. Now, obviously, the Gemara says, "V'tzorich lemeisav tainis l'taniso." You need to not have a tainis because you fasted on Shabbos. Tainis l'taniso. But the etzem reason why I couldn't fast even on Shabbos is because this is my oinig. My oinig is I'm being mevatel l'chalim ra. Zog mo Reb Shua b'Rei Ravidi ikla l'vei Rav Ashi. Reb Shua b'Rei Ravidi came to the house of Rav Ashi. Avdele igla tilso. He made him an igla tilso. So Rav Ashi says, igla tilso, shlishi lebeten. It's a third child born to the mother. Shuhu meshubach. It's the best meat. Bivneisha behema bekadnusa ina adayin bekoicha. V'avlad rishon v'sheni eni bori. First and second child is not so healthy. Third child, the mother is already used to giving birth. So that igla tilsa, that eagle is the best meat, best cuts. Other rishonim learn differently. It's a third cooked, different nekudos. But the point is, a very good cut of meat. Omrulei. So he told him, Lita ma'amidi, you want to taste? Omrulei, betainis yisivno. I'm fasting. Omrulei. So they told him, V'loi sovalei ma'al ahod Rav Yehuda. Don't you hold of Rav Yehuda. Da'om Rav Yehuda, loy ve'odim tanisu yaparea. The person has a tainis, he can be loy ve'the tainis. Let me now borrow time from this tainis, push it off, and make it up a different time.
So I have you shouldn't have to fast on Shabbos.
That's on Shabbos we see soon. Shabbos l'chayra, that's going to be what he's going to say now. Tainis chalom is different. But he asked him this question. He said, one second, you're fasting, push off your tainis, write it, mark it down, be mis nana now from this igla tilsa, and fast a different time. So why are you fasting? What kind of excuse are you fasting? We're talking about a tainis yochid, obviously. They're pareya. So what are you fasting for? Omalei, so he told him, no, it's not a regular tainis. A regular tainis, you're right. Loiva oidem tainisoi, upareya. Omalei, tainis chaloimu. And a tainis chaloim is only that day, like the Gemara said. V'omarov ha-machasim ha-rav chomar ba-guyum ha-rav, yofet tainis chaloim, ke'esh on the oiris, v'omarav chizu u-boi ba-yoim. I can't push it off. There's no thing loiva pareya by tainis chaloim. Tainis chaloim has the remedy of the Yen Tog the same day itself. V'omarav Yosef ha-filu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, yofet tainis chaloim. So Melo, it's not going to be an answer to be loiva pareya. Even on Shabbos, I can't push off. That was the Shakar V'Tayo. And then he said, tainis chaloim, you don't push off. The Mishnah said, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if they started eating, or they started sitting bedin, or they started going to the bursiki, or they started going lifnei asapor, if all these things took place before mincha, for tefillah, ain mafsikin. You maschal beheta, Tosfos says even beissa, but the main thing is the ikah shows, there's still time in the day that you can daven, and that's why ain mafsikin. However, the Mishnah says, "Umafsik l'kriyishma." Kriyishma is the raisa. For that, you are mafsik. Kriyishma, you're mafsik for. And then the Mishnah finishes again. The emafsik l'tvila. That's repetitive. Emafsik l'tvila. We already said in the raisa. That's Gemara's kasha. Frag Gemara, hotonah l'raisa. Emafsikin. It already says emafsikin. So why is it repeated again? So Gemara say for us on the divrei Torah. That means that when a person is learning Torah, you're not mafsik. Zot Gemara de Tanya, Chaverim shei oisken b'Torah. Faket. If you're oisik b'Torah, mafsikin l'kriyashma. When it comes to kriyashma, even if you're oisik b'Torah, but mafsikin l'kriyashma, kriyashma is the raisa. Ve'ein mafsikin l'tvila. The chiddush says you need a sefer to tell me that ein mafsikin l'tvila. Not just when you're oisik in the suda, even if you're oisik in Torah, ein mafsikin l'tvila. And that's like a chiddush. Now. What about Oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah? By Talmud Torah, there is no Oisik b'mitzvah. We shouldn't want to say that, because by Talmud Torah, there's no Oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. Because what's the tachlis of Talmud Torah? The tachlis of Talmud Torah is to mekayim the mitzvahs. Lishma v'lasois. So how are you going to say, I'm Oisik b'mitzvah, I'm potem from the mitzvah of Kriyashma? The tachlis of Talmud Torah is to mekayim the mitzvahs. So Mele can be a p'tur of Oisik b'mitzvah. Now, so mafsikin l'kriyishma, em mafsikin l'tfila, obviously we're talking about, like we said in the Mishnah, ika shows. We're not going to say em mafsikin l'tfila, but the leka shows. I thought we're talking about the ika shows. Now, this din of em mafsikin, when you're learning, is om rabbi yochanan loishonu elikon rabshimah b'yichoy v'chaveirov. Only when it's terosu umnosan, sheterosu umnosan, so then they taka have his din that not mafsik v'talmud Torah, once they're learning. Avakoin onu, Mashenkin us, mafsikin l'kriyashma l'tfila, we stop for kriyashma, we stop for tfila. Fragt die Gemara, aber Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, kishem shem mafsikin letfila, kach ein mafsikin lekriya shema. That we're, just like we're not mafsikin letfila, we're not mafsikin lekriya shema. Sagt die Gemara, kitanya hi, bi ibu shono. That's talking about when you're oisik in ibu shono. Ibu shono needs a special Sanhedrin to be oisik ba omkoi, ube roichvoi, with the ganze kop. So mele dad, you're not mafsik, even letfila, even lekriya shema. Correct. Tosa says right away, Gam tefilas teiva. So what do you mean you're mafsik by Talmud Torah for tefila? The Gemara said before Mesa Ozam Mishmaya is tefilas teiva. V'yeshloim et terasa hoisa umnasei. That's one teretz. Over there, I think it was Rav and Rabbi Yirmi. You told him you're terasa umnasei, so don't stop. O yadayin lahoisa shoyveres. Meaning by not shoyveres the ikah shows then taki na mafsik. And here we're talking about. When we say mafzik and we're talking about Karun Onu, we're talking about Be'ika Shor, the Lekka Shor, which Shor is Oiveres. That's what it's totally in, like we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, hey, mafzik, and we're talking about Be'ika Shor. If when we say over here, Karun Ano, when we are mafzik, you have to say Be'ika Lekka Shor. The Shor is Oiveres. Because if it's not Oiveres, the Mishnah says even by Echili not mafzik. So why would you mafzik by Talmud Torah? It's talking about Be'ika Lekka Shor when we say we are mafzik. Mashenkin, Terosum Nosum, are not mafzik even by the Lekka Shor. Zog the Mishnah. Oh, back to the Mishnah Shabbos. Lo yeitze achayet b'machtoi somach l'chashecha. Meaning the last Mishnah was, Shema yishkach, that you shouldn't sit in the fnei ha-sapar, even in Moisa Choyl, you might forget and not have a mincha. Over here we're talking about back to Erev Shabbos. Lo yeitze achayet b'machtoi, you shouldn't go somach l'chashecha. Achayet with his needle. Somach l'chashecha, Shema yishkach v'yeitze. He might forget and walk out and be oivan oitzo. V'lo yalavlor or a scribe a kulmosay with his quill v'lo yafle oh so these are things that you shouldn't do somach l'chashecha. Now this din of somach l'chashecha, the Ben Chananel brings b'shem Yerushalmi that it means what does somach l'chashecha mean from the time of mincha, which is a big chiddush to say that from the time of mincha ketana a person cannot already go and carry something outside. So lemaisa others the Prima Godin brings. That it means a half an hour before Ben Hashmoshes. That means a half an hour before Shkia. That's this din, Korak upon him, that we see that in Mekabel Shabbos, a half an hour before Shkia. Because that is already this man of Lo Yetzi Achayet B'machtoi. What'd you say? Oh, so we do 18 minutes, so we're Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, more than 2 minutes, we're Mekabel. But the Lo Yetzi Achayet B'machtoi is Shema Yishkach. Things of Shema Yishkach, you have to be careful by a half an hour before. Zot Shem Prima Godim. Zog die Gemara, v'lo yalav lo b'kumose, v'lo yafle es kelov. And likewise, he should not be mafle es kelim. That means, he should not remove lice from his kelim, from his clothing. V'lo yikol or aner. He should not be koril or aner. Rok d'vashi. To remove lice from his clothing. Why can't you be koil or aner? It's talking about on Shabbos. Why can't you be koil or aner? Because shema yata aner. You might adjust the candle, lohavi hashemen, to bring more oil to it. That's called havara. Lifni apsila, shiidolag yofa. You're middle of reading, you're forgetting yourself. Talking about forgetting this Mishnah. Just like there can be Yoitzah b'machta Erev Shabbos, you forget and you'll carry. So too you can't read Lo'or HaNer, lest you forget and you'll adjust the candle on Shabbos because you're in the middle of reading something and you won't realize where you're holding. So what will happen is v'nimtza mavi b'Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah be'emes omru ha'chazen roya heichen tinoikus koirin. The chazen ha'kneses, so Rashi has two pshotim. Either we're talking about he's allowed to be roya where the tinoikus are koirin. Aval hu lo yikra. He himself cannot be Kari Loraner. He can see where the children are up to when they're looking Loraner, but he himself can. Zogt Rashi. Chazan HaKnesses. One is talking about the Chazan of the Knesses. Hamaka Shiva HaKoirim. Meaning the Balkoira. So he has to see where they're holding, so he'll be able to know the parasha, which he has to lay in the next day. But for Omim Sheini Yadea Hechen Tzrichin Likros, he has to know exactly where to stop, where to start, what the Kriyas is, Lamachar. V'roya Hechen Kohen, he sees where they're doing, they're being Ma'av Sedra, he sees what they're doing. Tinok Shabbos Rabban, B'Shabbos Zu, V'hein Kohen B'Seyde L'Oiranel, V'Ezak Nesses, V'Yadea Shipash Shal Shabbos. So that's one Pshat. One Pshat is the Balkoira, the Chazan HaKesses, that reads the Shibikuin, he is able to look over their heads and even see where they're holding L'Oiranel, because he needs it for the next day. Lishnachina Chazan Melamed Tinoikas. He himself is Melamed the Tinoikas. Tinoikas that he's Melamed Loyaner. He's allowed to look in. V'roy Hechen Yaschilu Lemochar. V'hechi Yisayim Pashu Yisayin. He's good for the Melamed. Zok Mishnah Vayta Kiyotze Boy. Likewise, Lo Yoich LaZovim Azova. A Zov. We had an emission. V'Zova. So since they also to be together, Lo Yoich LaZovim Azova. B'neheg LaVeira. This is the Yisoid that you have to have a hecker when a nida is together eating you with you on the table. You can't eat together. Lo yoichal azove azove, unless it's a hecker. Hecker is not called lo yoichal together. But this hergel avega, so that is why you have to have a hecker. Zok Rashi, kol shkein torim azove. Meaning the chiddush is even a zov, where maybe it's hard for him to be mishamish, mitosoi, still it's awesome, hergel avega. Kol shkein a torah with a zove, where there's more of a chshash even, is also lehem b'nei hergel avega. Rashi says, "Chiddush over here. What's hergel avega? Bibnei shemitoich shemisyachdin. Because they're misyached, yovo livo zova shibikoreis. Because they're misyached, they'll be commonly they koreis chas v'sholem. They'll be a mice and be it together. Effective laser Moshe Horovitz. He's medak in his Rashi. What is why is Rashi put in? Because they're misyached. That's why they can't eat together." The reason why you can't eat together is because you need a hecker, like a nida. A nida you can't eat together with your wife, that's a nida, unless there's a hecker on the shulchan. It's not because they're misyachid. What do you mean misyachid? What's the negated fact that you're oivan isi yichud? Even without isi yichud. How does yichud come into the picture? Zok the Blazer Moshe, beautiful. He says, based on the Rosh and Ilchus Nida, and it says, why we're machmeh so much by Ishta Nida more than all arayas? The reason why we're machmeh by Ishta Nida, right? By all arayas, but no issa. There's no achokas by arayas. To pass something, what's up is by nida more. Zok the Rosh, because since an ishtay nida is muta be yichud, lot be miyachd with ishtay, so a mele we're more machme and all the harchokas, and that's why nida is more chomer. Zok, so he says that's pshat in Rashi. Mipnei shemisyachden, that's good for the pshat. The reason why we're machme and we need a hecker, beheg laver with choshesh, is because good for the muta be yichud, not because of the is of yichud, because they're muta be yichud, so that's where we talk of machme. That's what he learns of the Rashi. Tosis over here says, Shemishkach v'yetzei, we said that the chayit cannot go with the machat Shemishkach v'yetzei. Aliba de rova de oma, lo gazino gzera le gzera, if you're not gerze, gzera le gzera, ain lefar Shemishkach ha-machat, what will he forget? What could you forget? Either you can forget that you're carrying the needle, and then you'll go out with it, or you'll forget that it's Shabbos. Look, Tosis, according to rova de not gerze le gzera le gzera, the pshat is not that you'll forget about the needle. The afilu yetze, even if you go out forgetting the needle, they're not going to be over an issa, leka issa, the geisa. Kriyas efek beis above a kama, because the din is, you need a meleches machsheves also teira. If you don't even know you're holding a needle on you, it's not a meleches machsheves. Elo, the chshash is, shema yishkach esam, so it's gzeira legzeira. Because not a meleches machsheves bichlal. Elo, shema yishkach esam machat lahatznioi, at shiye Shabbos. I'll forget that after matznia, the machat, and I'll turn Shabbos. V'lo b'soiv sheyizkar es ha-machat, when you remember that you have a machat on you, the avadat ha-melech smach Shabbos, you know what you're doing, but yishkach shu Shabbos v'yetzei. You'll forget that it's Shabbos. If you forget that it's Shabbos, so it's not a chesaron ha-melech smach Shabbos, it's just a chesaron that you're forgetting at Shabbos, that is the chesash shema yishkach v'yetzei. Zog digum ova tiran hosom. Lo yamoid odom b'shus ha-yochid v'yishte. Person still standing in the shus ha-yochid, meaning stick his head into a shusarabim, his mouth and his head into a shusarabim, v'yishter. Because you'll take the kli, and you might come, Zog Rashi, gzera, you might take the kli and bring it back to you, and you chai v'chatos. If you're in a shusayochid, and you moisted your head into a shusarabim, where the fountain of where the water fountain is, and you might take the kli and bring it towards you. So that's going to be a gzera of being over on a chatos. Likewise, lo yamdom shidyoch v'shusaram or nishusaram v'yisha b'shusayochid. Any shusayochid is 10 tefachim and 4 wide. If you have a water fountain in a park, in a public area, in a shusarabim, that's not fenced. It's considered oymed b'shusarabim v'yishter b'shusayochid. because you might bring the cup towards you. But if you bring your whole body to the place that you're drinking, then it's mutter. Then it's no chash. Tosav here points out the gavaldig yisoid. Zok Tosav that the pan Tosav, even according to Rabbanon that say oimid on b'shus rab metalta b'shus yochid over here the moida that since you have to drink ikle mecha shem yevim etzloi vim toima. Why is it mut when you put roish v'rubay towards the water fountain? Homapik mishus yochid mishus rabim. Why? Shalakech mishus yochid v'noches bebitnoi. Where's your stomach? Your stomach is in the rishus harabim. The water fountain is rishus yochid. What is the Gemara saying? Roish v'rubay is muta. The hanoch is in rishus rabim because hanoch is in your stomach. The hoch yom ha'osam hishtin mayim v'rok chayv chatos. B'yesh loimar. The bliyosay hanu hanochosoy. The bliya, the swallowing, that's the ma'isa hanocha. Where's the swallowing take place? In the rishus that you put your roish v'rubay in. So it's not called the hanocha in a different rishus. Tois the kasha was, Rashi learns the chash is that you might take the cup. Avdem zok the Gemara, roish v'rubay is no problem. Zok Tois says, what does roish v'rubay make a difference? Roish v'rubay, you might put your roish v'rubay into the area where the water is, but at the end of the day, the water is going to your stomach, and the stomach is where you're standing, and you're standing in a different rishus. Avdem Zaktai says, no, the Hanoche is the Bliyosoi. And that's Rosh Rubai in the area of the water fountain. So Mela, there's no Chash. That's for the head of Rosh Rubai. And the fact that it goes afterwards, L'toch Meyov, that is not a problem. It means arrive from the world later that that's not a problem. All right, we'll stop over here. The top of Yud Aleph Omid Beis.